You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, my name is Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2 from Wired.
Support for this podcast and the following message comes from TD Ameritrade. TD Ameritrade's learning experience is curated from their vast library of exclusive content and customizes to fit your investing goals and interests. Get started at tdameritrade.com/education.
The FDA says Johnson & Johnson's shot prevents serious cases of COVID-19. Ghana receives vaccines through the WHO's COVAX program. And leaked documents reveal that healthcare provider One Medical helped ineligible people get vaccinated. Here's what you should know. Yesterday morning, the FDA confirmed that Johnson & Johnson's single-dose vaccine is safe and offers strong protection against severe cases of COVID-19. On Friday, independent advisors will take a closer look at the evidence, after which the FDA is expected to make a decision about approving the shot within days. Johnson & Johnson told Congress earlier this week that it expects to provide 20 million doses by the end of March and 100 million by summer if it's approved for use. Ghana received a shipment of 600,000 AstraZeneca shots yesterday, making the country the first recipient of vaccines through COVAX, an initiative led by the WHO and others to distribute doses equitably around the world. More than 190 countries have signed up to participate, but the initiative has had a hard time securing doses. The Ivory Coast and other countries in the region should receive shipments soon as well. Leaked internal documents have revealed that One Medical, a San Francisco-based healthcare provider, has given COVID-19 vaccines to people who would not be considered eligible by local health departments, including people with connections to leadership and those using the company's concierge medical service. This has reportedly happened at multiple locations across several states. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/tt.